Hi, and welcome to this demo about the Apple Watch. And in this demo, I'm going to show you how you can change the taptic speed vibration that you get when you do the one finger double tap or one finger triple tap to get either the hours and minutes or just minutes out of your Apple Watch. And this is under accessibility settings. So it's now, of course, as of iOS or watch, I should say, OS 6, independent of VoiceOver. So what I thought I might do is I'll show you how to do this on the actual iPhone first via the watch app, because it does give you examples on how fast the vibration is. But then I'll also show you how you can actually test it out as well on the Apple Watch. Let me grab my iPhone, open up the watch app, open watch.
Edit faces, button.
Okay, and let me flick down to accessibility. So one finger flicking to the right with VoiceOver.
Modular, red, Siri, zero, activity digital, set, numerals, utility, Mickey map, astronomy, colitis, read, motion, activity analog, complicate, notification, app view, dock. General, mobile, display brightness, accessibility, button.
And there we go, accessibility, one finger double tap on accessibility.
Vision, heading.
Okay, now without having to go through the whole screen, I'm just going to jump to the bottom of the current window or the screen.
Tap bar, app store, tab, 3 of 3.
And I just did a four finger tap at the bottom of the screen and one finger flick back to the left.
Face gallery, tab, selected, my watch, accessibility shortcut, VoiceOver, zero. Adjustable.
Okay, so that says zero, but if I flip back to the left,
taptic time speed, heading.
That says taptic time speed. So at the moment, I've actually got it set very, very slowly because I was actually playing with it before. So one finger flick to the right.
Zero. Adjustable.
So that's zero. Now if I flick up, have a listen.
17. Adjustable.
That's the speed of how fast that 17% is. So let me flick back down to where it said zero.
Zero. Adjustable.
So it's giving us three pulses with a pause in between the first and the second and the third, of course. So let me flick up.
17, 33, adjustable.
That was 33, all right. So flicking up again.
50, adjustable.
That was 50, flicking up again.
67, adjustable.
That was 67, flicking up again.
83, adjustable.
That's 83, flicking up again.
100, adjustable.
And it was very fast for 100. So what I normally do, let me just turn VoiceOver speech off.
Speech off.
And I just did a three-finger double tap. Now let me flick down with one finger so we don't get the speech talking over the vibration. Okay, 87. So that's the previous one. Next one. Next one. Next one. And that's the lowest. All right, so I want to try it on my watch. That's slowest at the moment. So just put my phone down, not my watch. I'm not going to do the hour and minutes, which is the one finger double tap. I'm going to do a one finger triple tap for just the minutes. So here we go. And 1, 2, 3. Okay, so 3 long means 3 lots of 10, so it's 30. And 2 short means it's 2. So it's actually 32. Let's put my watch to sleep. Put my hand over it. All right, so let's just wake up my speech.
Zero. Adjustable.
Okay, and let's just do a mid-range. Let's do 50.
17. Adjustable. 33. Adjustable. 50. Adjustable.
All right, so phone down and triple tap on my watch screen. 3 long, 3 short, so it's 33. And let's jump straight to 100 on the phone.
67, adjustable. 83, adjustable. 100, adjustable.
All right, and let's try at 100. So one finger, triple tap. That short pulses are really quick. Let's just do it again. 1, 2, 3. All right, so I want to do the whole time for 9:33. Oops, probably 9:34 by the time I do this. So one finger double tap. There we go. So you can really get the time very quickly. So that's how to adjust it via the phone. So it's Tuesday the 1st. All right. So oddly, currently, even if I'm using Watch OS 7 on my watch at the moment, and you actually can't open up accessibility. So have a listen to this. If I try and do it with Siri, open accessibility.
Sorry, I can't help you with that on Apple Watch.
There's a little bit naughty of them, but anyway, so let's open up settings. Open settings.
Settings. Heading.
I'm going to scroll the screen up. I do two finger flick up the screen.
Rows 3 to 6 of 16. Rows 6 to 7 of 16. Row 7 to 10 of 16. Move to row 10 of 6. Rows 11 to 12 of 16. Rows 12 to 14 of 16. Rows 14 to 6. Other. Rows 15 to 16 of 16.
That should be low enough. Okay.
Accessibility shortcut.
Yep, there we go.
Voice
accessibility
over.
Shortcut. I just touched the bottom of the screen then. So one finger flick to the left.
Other. 100%. Taptic time speed.
Yep, and we know it's 100% because that's what we just set it to, or what I set it to on the iPhone. Now, because I've also left my iPhone on the actual screen for the taptic time in accessibility settings on my iPhone, it's also reading out when I'm adjusting it, but it's actually not playing the vibration through the phone since I'm adjusting it, I guess, on the Apple Watch. So flick down.
83%.
This is my watch doing this, of course.
67%.
And that other speck in the background, that's my iPhone, of course.
50%.
Okay, so that's 50%. And thank you, iPhone, for reminding me as well. All right, so the way you do this is if I put my hand over my watch straight away and then do a one-finger triple tap. Okay, so that was 38. Double
Actions
tap
available.
On my digital crown.
Accessibility. Back button.
So I'm back on accessibility. Touch the bottom of the screen.
Adjust the audio volume balance between left and right channel.
Just going to scroll down again.
15 to 16 of 6.
Okay, touch the bottom.
Accessibility shortcut.
And flick back to left.
Other. 50%.
Okay, so let's do
33%. 17%.
17%. All right, so hand over watch face. All right, so one finger triple tap. Here we go. And this is at rate 17%. So 3. Okay, so 33 and 9. All right, cool. So digital crown twice.
Accessibility. Back. Accessibility shortcut. Voiceover.
And then flick back to the left.
Other. 17%.
And flick down.
0%.
Okay, and hand over watch face. Turn wrist. Watch pointing at the ground, turn wrist back, and then one finger triple tap. Now, I'm assuming by now we should just get 4 long pulses since it's probably hit about 40 now. So one finger triple tap. And there we go. So it's 40. So if we do the whole time again, so one finger double tap, so hours and minutes. Nine. I knew it was going to do that. So that's 9:41 because we had the 4 long pulses for tens and then the short one, which I had to wait a little bit while for. All right, I'm going to put it back to where I normally use it. So digital crown twice.
Accessibility. Accessibility shortcut. Other. 0%.
And I'm going to flick it back up to 100.
100%.
Okay, hand over watch face. And let's do a one finger double tap for hours and minutes. Okay, so still 9:41. So let's just do minutes by itself. So one finger triple tap. Do it again. Okay, so you had to do 2 quick pulses then because now it's turned over to 9:42. So one more time just for the hell of it. Let's do hours and minutes. 1, 2, 9, 42. So there you go. That's how to adjust the Taptic Feedback Time, either from the Watch app on your iPhone, where you also get an example of the vibrations when you change it, or how to then change it via the Apple Watch itself, both under accessibility. With the Apple Watch, when you adjust the vibration, you don't get the vibrations played to you as you adjust it, as you do with the iPhone example. You then have to go and do the one finger double tap for hours and minutes, or the one finger triple tap just for minutes. So there you go. So remember, roughly, you can have it very slow at 0, 17, 33, 50, I think it was then 67, 83, or 100%, which is very, very fast. So you can customize that to your comfort level. The reason why I have it fairly fast is because it gets it over and done with very quickly. I should also say I've normally got my haptic feedback, or the taptic feedback intensity, also turned down when I'm normally using it. But anyway, that will do for this demo of adjusting the taptic feedback time on your Apple Watch. Of course, it's available on both Apple Watch 6 and Watch OS Beta 7 as of this recording. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.